Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. A story broke January 25th entitled Microwaving Iraq, Pacifying Rays Pose New Hazards in Iraq. And it's by award-winning Canadian investigative journalist William Thomas. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get to his website, willthomas.net, because it gives me an error message saying bandwidth limit exceeded. So this is a pretty important article. In it, he describes GIs who are installing strange plastic domes called poppers in various locations in Fallujah. The grunts don't know what they're for, but Thomas speaks to combat veteran Hank, who does. Quote, they are saturating the area with ULF, VLF, and UHF frequencies, unquote, with equipment derived from U.S. Navy undersea sonar and communications. They have about a half-mile transmission range. The hope is the rays will cause any male survivors in the ruined city to lose all incentive for further resistance and revenge. Hank says that he is concerned that both Iraqis and unsuspecting GIs are being used as guinea pigs for a new generation of psychotronic weapons, using invisible beams across the electromagnetic spectrum to selectively alter moods, behavior, and bodily processes. He says that the frequencies being emitted by the devices being used in Fallujah and other areas are the same Navy, quote, frequencies that drove whales nuts and made them go astray into beaches, unquote. They also place the local population at an even higher risk of serious illness, suicidal depression, impaired cognitive ability, and even death. Perhaps they are related to what Kelly Hearn, tech writer for United Press International, wrote about on February 26th, 2001. Quote, the Marine Corps is developing a non-lethal weapon that uses electromagnetic energy to heat but not permanently burn human skin. The weapon could help soldiers counter terrorism threats, control unruly crowds, and defend airfields and ships. Experts confirmed it was the first time the military had designed a so-called directed energy weapon for use against human targets, unquote. According to Hank's frontline buddies, Iraqis exposed to the secret beam weapons, quote, get laid back, confused and mellow, and then blast out in a rage, as opposed to our folks going on what could be called a bender and turning into a mean drunk for a while, unquote. I have firsthand reason to believe that these kinds of devices have been used covertly at political protests here at home and in a more directed form on individual activists. Indeed, Thomas writes about how it was reportedly used at Greenham Common, a British military base, against women who were camping around the base to protest nuclear weapons. Quote, one day in the summer of 1984, more than 2,000 British troops suddenly pulled back, leaving the fence unguarded. Peace mom Kim Bestley recalls that as curious women approached the gate, they, quote, started experiencing odd health effects, swollen tongues, changed heartbeats, immobility, feelings of terror, pains in the upper body, unquote. This is certainly a matter that begs for further investigation. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.